Welcome back, guys, to Tough Conversations. On tonight's episode, we'll be talking about the gigantic clash in the Champions League on Wednesday night between Arsenal and Bayern Munich. Joining me for these conversations today would be two Arsenal fans who have been on the show previously, who are having a good time right now this season, as well as tonight, after overcoming next door noisy neighbors in Spurs. Mr. Ogo, glad to have you on Tough Conversations. How are you doing?
Yeah, always a pleasure to be here. Thank you. I'm doing all right. How about you?
Very well, very well, very well. It's been a good day all around today. Mr. Cyril, welcome back to Tough Conversations. Glad to have you. How do you do?
Fantastic, my guy. Fantastic. Right.
It's
Right now, I
really
just want to catch them.
it's been a good day. It's been a good day. It's been a good
They
day.
have crimes to pay for.
Right. Talking about Bayern Munich Arsenal, this has been a one-sided clash for a long, long time right now. Bayern Munich head into the game on Wednesday, 7 wins in their locker versus Arsenal. Arsenal have recorded only 3 wins, and I think just one at the Emirates, if I remember correctly. And in the 7 wins against Arsenal, there was definitely a knockout stage in 2017 where the aggregate score was 10-2 in both games, 5-1 each time, where Arturo Vidal went completely brazy in both legs. Obviously, this Arsenal, Arteta's Arsenal, is a far cry from what it used to. What we used to know under, Wenger in 2017. So, my conversation today will revolve around how Arsenal are feeling heading into this game, especially after just beating next door neighbors Spurs. Mr. Ogo, I'll start with you quite quickly. How do you feel heading into this decisive week? You've just beaten Spurs 4-1. Let it all work out, Mr. Eze, bagging a hat trick. Bayern next at the Emirates to raise the complete roof of the Emirates. And then you head over to another noisy neighbor in Chelsea at the Bridge on Sunday. But we're talking about the Bayern game here today. How do you feel heading into the game?
First off, I would say I've never been more excited to be an Arsenal fan in recent times than now. Like, I've never been so excited to want to play a Bayern Munich at the Emirates over these years than this midweek. Looking at Bayern Munich, I'm sure you went through some of the statistics and you said Arsenal has lost 7 times and only won 3 times against them in the last 10 meetings. That is completely true. But one thing you need to understand is it's a different Arsenal. And the Arsenal that we're looking at that just won tonight's game against Tottenham is not the Arsenal from the later years of Wenger or even the time of Emery and also the earlier part of Arteta. And not to even overreach, I would say this current Arsenal is a different iteration from the previous Arsenals we've seen over the last 2, 3 seasons that have tried to compete for the league. Now, this Arsenal team is playing like they mean business. So it's not just about winning games. It's like we are here for business. We know what we want to do. We're going to take it one game at a time, win one game and on to the next. Now, not to take anything away from Bayern Munich, fantastic side, right? They won the Bundesliga last season after losing out to Bayer Leverkusen 2 seasons ago. They came back and then they went all the way, Harry Kane banging in the goals, and then they got all the wins in the last 17 games, right? Let me tell you how mad this Bayern Munich is. In the last 17 games, they've drawn just one game, all competitions in the last 17 games. That shows you how much of how good they have been across all competition, Champions League, the DFB Pokal in Germany, as well as the Bundesliga. They've been a fantastic side. Yes, Arsenal has had their ups and downs this season. They've lost points, they've dropped points, they dropped to Sunderland about 2 weeks ago, and now they've come back and then they've won against Tottenham. They've dropped points against Liverpool, the reigning champions, and they also dropped points against Man City. That has always been a thorn in their flesh recently. But one thing about this Arsenal team is, first of all, Arsenal has only conceded 2 goals at the Emirates this season. That's one thing you need to understand. So defensively wise, today I watched Hincapié playing in replacement of Gabriel, and there was it looked like nothing had changed. It
Yeah,
looked like
well, I'll say you're jumping the gun. We're obviously going to come to how you're going to replace Gabriel, but you go on.
it looked like nothing had changed. So we are looking at an Arsenal that is a different iteration from what they were a few seasons back. Recently, Arsenal Bayern Munich played at the Emirates, and I think the game ended. It was a draw game. Arsenal should have
Yeah.
had a penalty in that game, and Arsenal didn't get a penalty in that game. Quite unfortunate, but they are. It's like I said earlier on, I've never been more excited to play a Bayern Munich team than now.
True. Bayern Munich are the old enemy. They have been a thorn in Arsenal side. In fact, in a lot of sides, being a Barcelona fan, I know this firsthand. Bayern Munich has been one of those sides that have given us the daylight beating of our lives. And I share in this sentiment, which was why we beat them terribly last season, 4-1 at the Montjuïc. And I will be hoping to play them sometime next year in the knockout phase when everything is obviously right. We're back at the Camp Nou. But we're not talking about Barcelona today. Mr. Cyril, Bayern Munich are the old enemy. They are coming to the Emirates. You've just beat roadside neighbors, noisy neighbors, Spurs, 4-1 at home today. Arsenal have kept 14 clean sheets in their last 19 games, 14 clean sheets. Today's goal, it would have been a clean sheet today, obviously. Zubimendi lingered on the ball too much, and the slide tackle came in, and a freak goal from Richarlison. But that did not stop Arsenal from, going forward and even what producing a hat trick from Eze, ending the game 4-1. How do you feel with Bayern Munich? In all of their brilliance, bringing it to the Emirates on Wednesday night, how are you as an Arsenal fan feeling? And what do you think may, or what do you think the players are feeling and the manager? Remember that the manager, Arteta, used to also be one of the Arsenal players when Bayern Munich used to come to the Emirates, go home with a 3-1 win, Arsenal going over to Munchen and getting whipped. Arteta used to be a player back then. How do you think he's going to approach this game, especially, in a good state that Arsenal are currently?
Just like my counterpart said, I am excited about the game. This is like the first time as an Arsenal fan I can confidently say I think we are going to play and get the result we want against Bayern Munich. Now, this game is very exciting on every level because first of all, we have to speak about Vincent Kompany. He's someone that I would say I'm happy for because I remember when he got relegated with Burnley and a lot of things were said about him, he's not good enough. But now then he got his move to Bayern Munich and people were like, oh, what is he going to do there, you know? But then he has really showed that yeah, he actually is a very, very good manager as well. And this is someone that Arteta used to coach at Man City as well. So it's actually going to be very exciting seeing both of them come up against each other. I'm really, really looking forward to that. But then I've not seen enough of our replacements, Hincapié. Maybe it might be Mosquera that day. I think I would prefer or feel more confident with Mosquera, but anybody at this point, anybody works. Well, it would probably be very difficult to stop Bayern Munich from scoring. They have a very, very good attack. I don't think they've played a game recently where they did not score at least a goal. So that's going to be very, very. I mean, Harry Kane is like arguably one of the best strikers in the world right now. So it will be a very, very good test for our defense. But I'm excited, and I think the players are excited as well. I think they are very, very excited for this week in general. And after today, they would be pumped up for that game. I assume Bayern Munich players would be as well.
Most
So
definitely.
I think there will be fireworks that day. It
Most
will be
definitely.
a great game of football.
Most definitely. It should be a good spectacle. So let's talk about the game in general, in detail right now. Gabriel is obviously out for 2 months, definitely coming back at the turn of the year. Mr. Ogo, today, Nkampe played very, very well at the heart of the defense with Calafiori flanking him at left back and his partner at center back was Saliba, who was also flawless. And I think Timber had a very good game at the right back. How would you line up versus Bayern Munich, considering the fact that Luis Diaz will be missing that game on their left-hand side? And Gnabry, who should have filled in that spot, would also be missing out. So, and there's also Leonard Kahn, who is a young lad from the academy, who picked up an injury in the last game, so he might also be missing out. So, coming into the game, you only have Kane and Olise to actually worry about in the attacking line, bearing fully in mind that Musiala is not fit to start or even play. Neither is Alphonso Davies fit to start or even play. Olise has 19 goals and assists in all competitions this season. Harry Kane has scored 29 goals in all competitions this season. What will be your starting centre back pairing? And moving forward, who will be your two full backs versus Bayern Munich?
First things first, I think Arsenal did a very fantastic job by getting in Pierre Hincapié when they did. That was fantastic business. I think they were about going for Hato from Ajax, and then there was a U-turn, and then they went. When the deal came up for Hincapié, I think the team just moved attention to Hincapié. Now, if you go back to Hincapié, one of the best central defenders from that winning side. In fact, he was not one of the, he was the best defender for that winning side for Bayer Leverkusen when they went unbeaten and then they won the Bundesliga. He was the most fantastic defender for that team. So, moving forward, I would rather have him in midfield against a Bayern Munich. Now, I know this season we've seen a lot of Miles Lewis-Skelly at left back during the Champions League. But for this game, because of the way both sides play, because of how tactically minded both managers are, I'd rather still stick with Calafiori at left back, maintain Saliba at centre back, because, I mean, obviously that's Arsenal's best defender, and right back still Timber. Now, looking at both sides, both teams are going to be missing very key players. We are not still sure if Gyökeres is going to make the team or not. We saw Martinelli barely fit and he's still on the bench. The only person that could probably still give it a run during the midweek might be Madueke. I don't think anything much has changed in the Arsenal setup since the international break. We still have the same injury problems. However, the defense lineup from today should still be played against Bayern Munich during the midweek for the Champions League game. Now, looking at the records that Arsenal will be facing, you're talking of Harry Kane with 29 goals. He's in the form of his life this season for both camp, in all competitions this season. Fantastic footballer, fantastic player, and he's one striker that has always been a thorn in Arsenal's flesh. Whenever and wherever he meets Arsenal, he seems to score. He has always had a goal against Arsenal from his Tottenham days. And that's something that the Arsenal defense would have to be wary about. But like you said, they're missing key players here and there. They're missing Luis Diaz, who has been, I mean, who's been suspended further following his red card against PSG, as well as a couple of key players, Gnabry and the youngster. They would be missing key players. So definitely, I think Arsenal should be able to contain them. And one thing that a lot of people I'm not even looking at is the way Arsenal would keep clean sheets. and the way Arsenal would defend. Now, when we get to the tactical point for this game, that's where we'll probably dissect both teams. Kompany, fantastic manager. He's got mad insight into the game, and he's someone that is going to disturb the Arsenal lineup. However, you're looking at an Arteta that has been able to find solutions for almost every team he has played against this season, and he's still finding even better solutions on how to play teams. Look at today's game. I've never seen Eze play the way he played today in an Arsenal shirt. And today it was a different ball game. He was closer to you. He was more closer to the box than previous games where he was still trying to fit
He
into
has
the
to
Odegaard role.
play as a CM, exactly.
Today he pushed way higher, and that was the tactical shift from Arteta. So obviously we're going to be seeing a game of two tactical minds competing against each other, and it's going to be a cracker of a game.
Most definitely. Thanks for your input. Mr. Cyril, we had this conversation when Eze was signed. I said to you straight off the bat when he was signed, I said to you, if Arteta is going to play Eze as his left winger, you might as well keep him on the bench. There's no need anymore. This is the type of player who wants to get at least 40 touches of the ball, not hanging on the flank like a Martinelli, asked to run in behind, coming back, tracking back to help Miles Lewis-Skelly, or tracking back to help Calafiori in this particular case, as we do believe Calafiori is going to start versus Bayern Munich, knowing fully well that he'll be going up against Olise 1v1. And I expect Bayern Munich to also have an attacking fullback. Talking about Eze in particular, what are you expecting your midfield to look like? And what role do you expect Arteta to ask of Eze in the game versus Bayern Munich? Knowing that his direct competition would be Kimmich, who plays as the number six for Bayern.
Well, I think to answer your question, I expect him to continue same as today. I think, again, we spoke about that, and I think I said in a private conversation that it's for Arteta, it's about getting your best players on the pitch together. And I feel like Odegaard getting injured was like perfect opportunity for Eze to play the 10 role. But when Odegaard comes back, I think we are going to see something similar again, where Eze would probably move to the left in some games. Because I think when everyone is fit, having Eze and Odegaard on the same pitch at the same time is a plus. It might not be his best position, but then I think it's a plus because he's that good. Like we saw today, he's very, very good. I don't think anyone has ever denied that. So I think it will be something similar. I think Arteta has always asked the same for him. Well, I mean, it's football. It probably hasn't just worked out the way he wanted to, like today. So obviously, now his confidence is growing. He feels more relaxed in the team. Today would do him a world of good because now he would feel more in control of what he has to do as a player, like to roam freely from left to right, So I expect more of the same against Bayern Munich, to be honest. Yeah, I think it should be good for him. I just remembered he's also going to meet Olise, his longtime friend. So yeah,
Yeah,
this game is really, really going to be very exciting.
there were pals all the way from Crystal Palace and see where they are right now. Anyways, Mr. Ogo, let's talk about the tactical philosophy of Arteta and the tactical philosophy of Mr. Kompany. Bayern Munich have drawn just one game this season, and they've scored 64 goals in all competitions. This is just November, 64 goals. And we are not in December yet, the business end of the season. Bayern Munich averaged 65% of the ball in every single game they've played this season. The only game where they have relinquished possession was versus PSG. And I could see the reason why Kompany did that, especially in the first half, even without the red card. Even in that first half, Bayern Munich managed to create five big chances, and he stuck to his philosophy of pressing with four and maintaining Pavlovic and Kimmich in midfield. Talking about Kimmich, Kimmich averages 99 touches of the ball per game. 99 touches of the ball per game. That's the craziest I've ever seen from any midfielder, even Busquets, Xavi, currently Pedri, whoever it is. That's the craziest number I've ever seen. How do you think Arteta approaches this game? Knowing fully well this is the kind of player or kind of approach Bayern Munich are going to come into a game, looking to dominate play, whether they are away from home rather, or they are at home, it does not matter. How do you think Arteta's philosophy would be, or his mindset approaching this game? And lastly, how do you obviously stop Kimmich from having 99 touches of the ball? Because if Kimmich has 99 touches of the ball, it means you are allowing a creative player pick passes in behind your defense, whether your defense is sat in a mid block, a high block, or a low block.
Well, thank you for that. I know we're going to get to this part where we talk about philosophy and then of both teams. Now, one thing I really want to make clear is that game, whoever wins the game, Arsenal or Bayern Munich, is going to be won from the midfield. It's going to be a game of midfield. Now, we've spoken about Kimmich. I mean, I remember when Kimmich started off as a right back and then morphed into a more advanced defensive player, and now we can see how much of his game has evolved. Now he's beginning to see even more than what he. I mean, he's beginning to see the game in a different light. He's beginning to pick passes. He's one of the most technically gifted players in that Bayern Munich team. So it's going to be hard to stop such a player. Now, one thing you also need to understand about this Arsenal side is they are one of the fewest teams in Europe that can play without the ball and also with the ball. So, Bayern Munich coming into that game and having possession, Arsenal is ready to relinquish possession as long as they can still play. They are game to get the goals. So, it is not even an issue of, are they going to have more of the ball? Arsenal are going to compete in the middle of the park. Remember, Arsenal will be playing a double pivot of both Rice as well as Zubimendi. Now, this Zubimendi especially is another player that also touches the ball a lot, that wants to move the ball quickly, that wants to win the ball higher up the pitch and then release and then move the ball quickly. Same with Rice. Rice is going to be pushing forward to actually he's going to push him forward such that the defensive act for Arsenal begins in the opposition half, not in their half. Now, Bayern Munich is also coming with that same philosophy where they also want to press higher. Like I said, this will be a game of midfield battles. Who comes up superior? Would Rice be more superior over Bayern Munich players or Mendy overshadow Kimmich in that game? Now, if that happens, that is when you would really see an Arsenal side that would outplay Bayern Munich. Now, another thing you also need to notice, Arsenal is playing at home. Look at Arsenal's record this season at home. As there has not been any team that has walked into the Emirates and played Arsenal off the ball, off the park in terms of possession this season. So
Even
definitely,
Pep
home at home.
had to adjust.
At some point, Pep had to relinquish and go all out defensive minded. Like he had to sit back after getting his first goal. Why? Because this Arsenal team is one of the few teams that will keep pushing and moving the ball around. Now, one of the things that Arsenal can have ahead, I mean, slightly over Bayern Munich, because Bayern Munich, they also press higher up the pitch. They try to win their balls higher up the pitch. They try to be very competitive on the ball. They are also one of those teams that, and that is why they've been winning. They're one of those teams that would compete for the second ball. So even when the ball is coming long, someone else is going for that 50-50. They are not afraid to go in for that 50-50. Same with Kimmich, as well as his partner in midfield. They are very quick to get on the ball when they lose the ball. So it's going to be a battle in that midfield. But one thing with Arsenal is their ability to move the ball from one flank to the next flank, as well as interchanging positions. That is where the headache is going to come for Bayern Munich. Are they gonna stay in shape, or are they gonna mark the Arsenal players? If they stay in shape, meaning you could be marking someone else at every like at different intervals. You could be on Trossard 1 minute, and the next minute you're occupied by Gyökeres. That's one way Arsenal is going to play that game. Or are they going to man mark each player? And by man marking each player, that means there would be certain positions that would be left. There will be certain holes in between the lines that Arsenal can take advantage of. Unfortunately, Arsenal is not playing with a Gyökeres, so that means Merino. If you're man marking Merino, you will be pulling out one of your CBs into midfield. Now, that's also another way Arsenal can go ahead to win a Bayern Munich side. Now, Bayern Munich side, let's not forget they've lost pace in defense. When they had Alphonso Davies, is something they could easily recover. But right now, they've not really had teams that asked a lot of questions from them in terms of hitting them on the transition. Now, that is where
But
Arsenal should.
they did play PSG, and PSG is that team with that pace. Tah is not the greatest, he's not the fastest. Neither is Stanisic or Conrad Lehmann. I think the sweeper in that particular defense is just obviously the goalkeeper himself, but he's not as athletic as he used to be. Neuer, the mad scientist, and Upamecano. But I understand your point where you say that Arsenal are more athletic than Bayern Munich, especially in midfield.
Middle of the
The
park, exactly.
youth of Rice and sorry,
Zubimendi.
Odegaard is not going to be playing. Rice, Eze, and Zubimendi, I think, has an edge over Kimmich, even though he has the brains, Pavlovic, and Goretzka. Because even if Gnabry was fit, I believe Goretzka should have either started in midfield or Gnabry would have been played at the left flank. Now, with Luis Diaz, who is already on 20 goals and assists this season, missing out in this game, I feel Arsenal's defense can breathe a bit. And that's why I asked about the philosophy heading into this game. I truly believe that Arteta can set up his team higher up the pitch because there's really no pace in Kane, Olise, or whoever mans the left flank to have pace in behind. And I truly believe that even if somebody gets in behind, you have Saliba, Pierrot Nkampe, and Timber to use their pace to mop up whatever it is. Whatever the case may be. That will be that. Thank you for your input. Coming to you, Cyril. Mr. Ogo did mention about Merino starting. And I have come on here, so I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I have come on here and I've criticized starting Merino. But I did criticize starting Merino in midfield and dropping his head to the bench. That is what he did. That's what Arteta did versus Manchester City. I did not like the philosophy. I don't like the mentality heading into that game. It's the mentality we've been talking about for the past 2, 3 years. Why are you trying to defend when you are at home? If it was the other way around at the Etihad, whether you are going there to win or not, Pep Guardiola is going to go on the front foot and is going to come and mop you up. So, therefore, Merino has been shifted to false nine duties. In false nine duties, Merino has come up with 9 goals, 2 assists. And just like today, and the first goal dropping off the center back's ball over the top for Trossard and Trossard scoring, do you think it might be a good thing that Gyökeres at least doesn't start? Because when Gyökeres starts, what he does is stretch the opposition defense, have a 1v1 battle with Beat, Tah, or Upamecano, or whoever it might be. Merino might not have that time or will not be taxed to doing that. His job is to what? Drop into midfield, help with the midfield battle of Eze, Rice and Zubimendi against Kimmich. You could possibly be the one man marking Kimmich, actually. And with him, like I mentioned, he has 9 goals, 2 assists. And because of him, I feel like Saka, Trossard, and Eze can be brought into the game. How do you feel heading into that game with Merino as your false nine and Gyökeres coming in from the bench if and when needed?
Well, I don't think Gyökeres is fit yet. He's still a heavy now. And to be honest, I think if Gyökeres is fit, he starts the game. I have personally missed Gyökeres. I think he offers us so much with like how much attention he gets from the defenders around him. Like, but I think Marino as a false nine is a matter of no choices. You know, Gyökeres, he couldn't even make the bench today, so he's I highly doubt by Wednesday he will be back. It's like Mr. Ogu said earlier, our injury problems haven't really changed yet. I think maybe from like December, January, we'll start to get players back actually. So yeah, I don't feel any indifference about Merino starting. Who I would like to see play is probably Gabriel Jesus. Someone I think his style of play is something we would hugely benefit from, you know, because of his tricks and everything. But I think that would take time as well. But yeah, going into the game with Merino, no problems with it. He drops back. It's just like today, I think another thing is because he drops back, that allows, like you said, it allows Eze to be more central and around the box. Same with Trossard, has been in an amazing form recently. So I expect him to score
Trossard
that
has been on
game. Yeah.
amazing form recently, and
Yeah.
that's because there's no central or
Yeah,
focal point.
that's what I'm referring to. So there's no, like the goal today we saw, he made the run into the middle for and Merino was the one
Merino
that,
drops
you know,
off,
created the
and
chance. So
Merino picks him
yeah,
out.
I think that has benefited, you know, him. So it's again, it's going to be an interesting game. It's on my, because this is like a battle of two of Pep Guardiola's children, you know. So like, it's
Actually,
going to be very, very exciting. I think Arsenal would benefit hugely. I expect Saka to have an amazing game because he's going to be going off against Konrad Leimer. So, you know, it should be fun. It should be fun for
Stanislav.
everyone. But then, yes, so you can imagine he's going to probably win that battle, you know. But it's going to be a good game because Merino is not Gyökeres, so he's not going to be fighting Upamecano and Kim. But then he does offer so much more, you know. So I really miss Gyökeres. I think he's a heavy loss for us in that central position,
I
you
think
know.
he's going to be back
But
for the
it's
game.
game is the game, so.
He might make the bench for the game in case there's a necessity for, a focal point in the box, a target man. As we quickly round up, Mr. Ogo, not today's game. When you take out today's game, leave today's game aside. 50% of Arsenal's goals this season have come from set pieces. Now, I will not come here and tell you set pieces are, we are playing like Stoke or anything. But do you think, obviously, like I said, not today's game. Today's game, we got four goals from Arsenal, open play, four open play goals. But prior to this game, Arsenal had scored 50% of their goals from set pieces. And obviously, Gabriel missing is a huge part of where those 50% of the goals did come from. Do you think it's an over-reliance as we quickly round up? Right now, these things are over reliance, and do you think it can come into this particular game and benefit, Arsenal? Because when you look at the Bayern Munich team, I think it's just going to be Stanisic, Upamecano, Tah, and Kane who are good in the air. Whereas at the Arsenal side, you've got Rice crossing, or you've got Saka crossing, then you've now got if Gyökeres was fit, Merino, obviously, Gabriel is a miss. Ikampe, Calafiori, Timber, and Saliba. These are very, very heavyweight going into that box for set piece. Do you think it might be a good thing heading into this game versus Bayern as we quickly round up?
First things first, I mean, like I said earlier on, when I started, I said this Arsenal, this current Arsenal iteration is an iteration that has undergone several changes and they seem to just want to get business done. Now, if we go back and look at Arsenal in the Champions League, I mean, you've mentioned 50% of Arsenal goals have come from set pieces. How many of Arsenal's goals in the Champions League have actually come from set pieces goal? You would see there's a vast difference when Arsenal plays in the Premier League and when they go to Europe. The number of goals, number of open goals Arsenal has scored in the Champions League is way more than the number of set pieces they've scored. The percentage is more tilted to open play goals. Why? Because in Europe, teams do not sit back against Arsenal, unlike the Premier League. But the fact that Arsenal has set pieces in their locker is an added advantage to them. Yes. Arsenal can score the open goals and they can still score set pieces if it gets to that point. I don't think Bayern Munich is going to come to the Emirates and then sit back and absorb the pressure. No, they'll come out and play football just like every other European team that has been to the Emirates this season. Atletico Madrid, as well as Atletico Madrid and as well as Olympiacos, when they came, everyone opened up the game and then we saw how many goals they all shipped in. I'm sure Bayern Munich is good. Bayern Munich are not shy of conceding goals. Why? Because they know they are going to score you back. But
Definitely.
that's where Arsenal might just have the edge over them by not conceding or restricting the number of goals they get to score. So Arsenal having set pieces in their locker, and also scoring from open play is going to be a cracker for them. So let's watch out. Open goals as well as
Set
them
pieces.
open play goals.
Mr. Cyril, as we quickly round up,
Always a good thing.
what are your predictions for the game on Wednesday, Arsenal host Bayern Munich? What are your predictions for the game as we quickly round up?
I'm going for an Arsenal win. I think 3-1. 3-1 should be a good score because 3-1 because Harry Kane is a bastard. But yeah, like 3-1, I think 3-1 is what I'm looking at.
3-1, Mr. Cyril says.
It
Mr.
should be, yeah, it should be a comfortable win for us.
Ogo. Mr. Ogo, what do you think the scoreline is going to be? Arsenal Bayern Munich on Wednesday at the Emirates.
I would have been tilted to what Cyril said, but looking at the Bayern team, it's going to be a very close game, and I'm looking at a 3-2, a 2-1, a 4-2, a very close game. It's not going to be an easy win for Arsenal. Bayern Munich are definitely going to be scoring, but Arsenal would have answers to them also, and Arsenal too would be scoring. So it will be a very close one. 3-2, 4-2, 2-1 kind of win for Arsenal, but
Right.
still definitely a win for Arsenal.
I don't think it's going to be a scrappy game like when Arsenal visited Northeast England and Newcastle winning 2-1 right at the end. But I think it's going to be a close game. And I think Arsenal take this time. They take Bayern this time. And I don't think they take them to the cleaners, but I think Arsenal wins. And I think Arsenal wins 2-1 on the ninth. So thank you guys. Thank you guys for coming on board. Thank you, the returning subscribers. Like, share, subscribe, and keep coming back to tough conversations.